Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
The Women's First Division has actually just started. So we have Downing 1 who are powering through around the corner at first post, followed by Pembroke 1. We are giving them a chase of about two boat lengths, followed by about three boat lengths behind them. We've got Newnham 1. Two more boat lengths behind them. We have Price 1, followed closely by Jesus 1, followed by Emmanuel 1, Claire 1, and Queens 1, after which we have LMBC 1 and Keys. So far, all of the boats are a fair distance apart from each other. It doesn't look like there will be any bumping anytime soon, but you never can tell with these top divisions. So first of all, here we have Emmanuel 1 coming up now, followed by Claire 1, followed by Queens 1, followed by LMBC, who are extremely close to Keys behind them. It possibly could be a bump there. Keys are gaining on LMBC, seems to be barely inches behind them, it looks like. The doctor's yet to concede. They're pulling over. I think that's been a bump. There's been a bump between Keys and LMBC. Yes, and LMBC are pulling over. Keys have bumped up onto LMBC. Behind them, we have Trinity Hall 1, who are being closely followed by 1st and 3rd 1. Again, you know, there could be a bump there between those two crews, between 1st and 3rd, bumping up on Trinity Hall, possibly. They are quite close, so that could provide some. Behind that, back down at the bottom of the division, there seems to be quite a lot of space between all of the crews. Can you see anything with you, Kayla, around at Grassy?
Yes, I just had Downing row by, looking very, very strong, followed by Pembroke. And we've got a very close contention a little bit further back here between Christ W1 and Jesus W1. Jesus taking a very tight line around the corner. They look like they may have the bump within a quarter of a length right now. We'll see how that develops, possibly looking for a bump for that at the plow reach.
Following them, we... corner. Oh, sorry.
Go on, sir. Go ahead, Claire.
Back at first post corner, we've got first and third who are basically touching Trinity Hall. Barely moments behind a bump. I believe as they come into grass, you may begin to see that, Kayla, now. It looks like there might be a bump between those two crews, between first and third, Trinity and Hall. Back to you at Grassy.
It does look very close. They look like they may be coming in for a bump at Grassy. Further along down the reach, Jesus has taken a very wide line, but still looks to be creeping up on Christ W1. Everyone else is more or less on station. Queen's quite a ways back from Claire. And it looks like you're right, Claire. We may have had a bump just around the first post corner.
Kayla, over... confirmed that Selwyn have just bumped up on Churchill. That's Selwyn 1 have bumped up on Churchill 1. Churchill 1 are pulling into the side now, and Selwyn are looking absolutely delighted but slightly exhausted as they also pull into the side. Back to you at Grassy.
Oh, good for them. Trinity Hall W1 cruising along now with absolutely no boats on either side of them. They look to be having a very long row over today in the Women's First Division. Looking back a bit further, I think we've got possibly St. Catharines and coming up. Two boat lengths between them, and behind them, Girton. It looks like we may have some contention between Girton and St. Cat's coming around Grassy Corner. Tom, are you down at... do we have Andy down at Ditton Corner?
It's Benedict down here at Ditton. The Downing crew, these are a cracking boat. Just look at them. They are two, maybe two and a half, possibly even three boat lengths ahead of Pembroke, who are in very much an awful lot of danger from Newnham 1. Right in front of me, Newnham 1 overlapping the bow ball, coming up, flirting with the cox of Pembroke 1. They're waiting, the cox is watching, the cox is trying to avoid conceding, the bank parties are screaming. There's still not been a bump. That bump should have been there. Newnham have possibly lost that. I'm going to follow it down a little bit, but Andy will keep an eye out for it as well on the long reach. There's no bump there at the moment. Now there is. The Pembroke Cox has just conceded. Newnham 1 bump on to Pembroke and take the second place in the division. Coming a little bit around now, different corner. We're just getting Emma 1 followed by Claire 1. So Jesus and Christ, that bump was called earlier, have bumped out. Emma are holding station with Claire, who are also pretty much holding station with Queens. Queens are dropping behind ever so slightly.
Benedict.
Down the long reach then. Yes, go on.
I've just seen our sandwich boat, Peterhouse W1, come around Grassy. But before them, up on the plow reach, it looks like Trinity Hall, who is in no distance of being bumped or bumping, has pulled over to the side of the bank. I'm not sure if they actually managed to get an... And perhaps okay, I'm hearing reports that they may have been bumped by someone else. Anyway, I'll leave it to you on the reach to discuss that at length.
Okay. We'll work that one out at some point. There's no boats coming round to me at the moment. I was expecting Trinity Hall, like you said, and there's nothing coming round. And so I'm presuming that Trinity Hall comes by first and third in that case. That is the implication there. And also, there's further boats pulled up on this corner. My presumption is that that is St. Cat's and Magdalen. That would mean we'd expect Girton 1 to come through. They haven't. I'm going to throw it down to Andy. He can tell you a little bit more about the Downing boat and how they're looking, and I'll try and work out what's happened at Ditton Corner.
Yeah, thanks, Benedict. I'm quite far down on the long reach and really just looking in admiration at this Downing W1 boat. They're just going down past the railway bridge now, and because no one is behind them, they've taken it down. They're rating only at about 20, just keeping legs in the water. Yes, we'll go back to you, Benedict.
Andy, can I interrupt? I miscalled that. St. Cat's have not yet bumped Magdalen, but they're very close to it. The Lady Laura is the St. Cat's boat. And they're, again, looking almost exactly like Newman. They've got the overlap. They've gone slightly to the left here. They've lost a bit of ground as a result, but down the long reach, out of Ditton Corner, they had that overlap. They've still got overlap, but it's less than it was before. They need to hold on. The Magdalen Cox, willing her team to push forward, to keep going, to avoid that bump. Very nearly contact. That should have been a bump, but it wasn't. Yes, Andy.
Yeah, so I'm down just coming down the railway bridge, and Claire have overlap on Emma. Claire have overlap on Emma. There's going to be a bump very, very shortly. Will the Emma Cox concede? It's got to be. There's huge overlap on them as we go underneath the railway bridge. We're going to stand. They just hit. There it is. Claire have bumped Emma as soon as they pass underneath the railway bridge. That was a fantastic tussle between those two crews. A very, very good race. Behind them, we see Queen's W1. They're going to have a comfortable ride over. We see Lydia in that boat who was on commentary for us earlier. So Queen's going to have a comfortable ride over. But as said, Claire bumped Emma 1. Back to you, Benedict.
Magdalen have just conceded that St. Cat's bump. So St. Cat's bump Magdalen on the long reach, just at the kink. Left to row then is Girton and Peterhouse 1. Peterhouse actually has gained a little bit of ground coming from the Sandbridge boat, the second time they've rowed today. And they're not too far behind. I mean, it's still three or four boat lengths, but compared to where they started, which was more than that, perhaps more like nine boat lengths, they've gained some. They've actually lost a little bit now. They seem to be tiring, flagging. It's the long reach. It's a very long reach. Andy, can you see how they're going up there?
Yeah, I can see the Girton boat just coming into view now, and then further back behind them, as you said, the Peterhouse boat. The Girton boat looked to be a little bit down on bow side, timing a little bit off, but on the whole, it's fairly steady. They look quite comfortable. I don't think there's going to be a huge upset here. I don't think we're going to have the overbump. But, I mean, Girton, they're still pushing hard. They're not going to ease off. We will stay with this one, and I'll follow it. But I can't see... the gap at the moment is, in fact, it's extended quite considerably. I think it's probably five, maybe six boat lengths, and it doesn't look like it's going to close at all. In fact, the Peterhouse crew, they seem to be rating very, very slowly. And I would imagine, seeing as they had quite a tough row over at the top of the second division, I'd imagine they are just going to be content with a row over. And in fact, they are, because they've gone down almost to passing. It's all still rate at all eight, but it's down to rate 16, possibly even rate, about rate 16. Benedict, we'll go back up to you just for a round-up of all the bumps that we've had.
Okay, plenty of bumps here. This is what we like in the W1 division. Downing 1 rowed over, looking very strong indeed. Pembroke bumped by Newnham. Christ bumped by Jesus. Emma bumped by Claire. Queens looks set to row over. LMBC bumped by Keys. Trinity Hall bumped by first and third. Magdalen bumped by St. Cat's. Girton will row over. Churchill bumped by Selwyn. And the sandwich boat Peterhouse will also row over. We will confirm those in a few minutes' time, but for now, it's back to the studio.
97.2.
Your city.
Your Cam FM.